Hi. Are we ready to get started? Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I hope you had a wonderful drive here through all the nice twists and turns in the back roads of South Carolina. All right. Okay, let's go ahead and start with the report from our Chancellor, Dr. Susan Elkins.
Good morning. Thank you so much. So please continue to keep these families and their USCU family in your thoughts during these difficult days. The funeral service for Gracie Rebels was held on Wednesday, and the service for Mia Stokes will be near Charlotte at 1 o'clock today. So again, please keep everyone from the USC Union and these special events families in your thoughts during this time. So, all right, my report today includes 5 brief items. And I will just go with the points on the slide, each slide, knowing that there are some additional details if you want to go to the minutes in my written report. But for brevity's sake, let's just go through the slides. Let's see, and I'm trying to advance them, and they're not moving on mine. Gail, are you there? Can you move the slides?
Let's see. I am here, Dr. Elkins.
Gail, can you move the slides?
Let me see if I can, Dr. Elkins.
Bob just walked out, and I was supposed to get the arrow keys, and they're not moving.
No, ma'am, I cannot move the slides.
Wonderful. Well,
Bob, we don't see Dr. Elkins on the screen.
So first of all, good news on spring enrollment. Headcount enrollment's up from the same day last year, 445, or over 10%, spring 2019. And last spring, we were just over 4,000, with 4,072. This spring, to today, knowing that we still have one open month, we're at 4517. So nearly 500 students, and an increase is phenomenal. So thanks to everybody for the great work. And FTE enrollment is also up by 183, or over 6% from 27-2903. And our favorite phrase is that we have largest increases in the USC system at this time. Our spring 2020 PC online enrollment, the online pre-completion headcount is up from 1036 to 1053. It's an increase of about 1.5% from the same day last year. And we always constantly get our graduates in addition to the enrollment. And as of fall semester 2019, we're now over 1,700, near 1,750 graduates in PC online. And our Palmetto College overall enrollment is up as well. As of yesterday, February 13th, we're up from 5315 as the final enrollment last year, already to 5656, knowing that we still have more enrollment to come in spring two, and that enrollments will be finalized in late March after spring two registrations are concluded. So good news on the enrollment front. Thanks everybody for the great work. My second item relates to the legislative session that has started, of course, in January. And pleased to tell you that Palmetto College has a request of about $2 million, coupled with over $17 million requested by the Palmetto College campuses. So we've had good success with these requests to date. This is in the governor's budget. We're working with the House Ways and Means Committee and the Senate Finance Committee as we continue to try to secure this funding for Palmetto College and the campuses. Also, the photo that you see was from a very successful Carolina Day at the State House on January 29th. So all of our PC campuses were there, our mascots, and we made a great showing for Palmetto College at Carolina Day, as that was the official kickoff of the legislative session and our request for our financial support. Number three, I'd like to thank those who helped work on the tenure promotion workshop. This is sponsored by the Senate Welfare Committee. So on January 17th, we had a very successful TNP workshop that was put together by Chair Bianca Raylett. Presenters, you can see Dr. Ryan Lai, Reagan Mattis, Andrew Patrick, Ms. Jean Carano, and then numerous roundtable facilitators, Taze Hampton, Christine Craw, Peter Seifel, Brian Lai, Lisa Hammond, Betty O. Johnson, Frank Mattis, Sarah Miller, Ron Fox, Aaron Kirkpatrick, Christine Reinhardt, and Andy Kunkel. And I think we all realize that as we support faculty across Palmetto College, there's nothing more important than supporting them as they go through the tenure and promotion process. So it was just an excellent day. I think the numerous faculty members that participated certainly benefited from being part of the workshop. So if we have any of those people in the room, and I know several are there, please stand up and let us recognize you for your work on tenure and promotion. I know Dr. Millett's there. I can't see who's standing up, but I'm sure several of you are. Round of applause for the people. All right, also related to tenure and promotion, last Friday, actually a couple Fridays ago, January 31st, the Palmetto College-wide Tenure Promotion Committee. And again, this is one of the responsibilities that's so instrumental in the success of our faculty across Palmetto College, as the members of this committee that you'll see listed, chaired by Michelle Reese, came together and reviewed this year's TNP applications from across Palmetto College. So I'd like to recognize from PC Columbia, Drs. Elliot Biddies and Julia Elliott. From Lancaster, Dr. Shimsi Al-Haddad and Betty L. Johnson. From Sockahatchee, Drs. Phil Wine and Eric Patrick. From USC Sumter, Drs. Clark Butler and Michelle Reese. And from USC Union, Dr. Adrian Fouts. So again, if we have any of those representatives with us today, please stand and let us recognize you for your efforts in helping with the tenure promotion committee. Please stand. Please give them a round of applause for their work with the team. Thank you. Next, I'd like to give you an update on Palmetto College's salary study. So the salary study recommendations are currently being implemented. There are human resources and other campuses that are being updated. So further information as the process continues and is completed this semester. And for any of you who work with PeopleSoft, you realize it takes a good while to get these things done, but we are in the process of implementing recommendations, and on the April meeting, we'll certainly be finished with that and give you all the specific details and be communicating between now and that time as the process is completed. And I'm also pleased to let you know that the Columbia Provost is requesting additional funding from President Caslin to address salaries of the Columbia faculty. And we've reminded him that our faculty are also Columbia faculty and should be included. So we're going back with the Columbia Provost for some additional funding to address salaries, so we'll keep you apprised as that process continues as well. In 2020 spring, a couple of additional key priorities. We're undergoing a strategic planning exercise in conjunction with President Caslin's strategic planning effort. And of course, the other big item that we talked about in this meeting is preparation for the 2021 visit of the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges. So those are two efforts that many, many people across Palmetto College are working on at this point in time, and we'll certainly keep you updated as we have additional information out to everybody. So with that said, I'd like to say a huge thank you and just remind you that our Palmetto College Fall 2019 newsletter went out just before Christmas again. We sent it out in January with lots of great stories about all the excellent work of our faculty, staff, and students across the Palmetto College campuses. And I'll remind you again that the newsletter was an idea that came out of Senate, and it's been a great way to share all the successes across Palmetto College with you every semester. So please take a look and see all the great work that your colleagues are doing across Palmetto College. And I want to, again, close by saying a huge thank you to all of you for the work that you do every day serving our students. So that concludes my report, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chancellor. John Catalano is not here today as he's attending the funeral in Charlotte for the softball players, as Dr. Alkins already stated, and we had a moment of silence for that. Also keep in mind that we have two injured softball players still recovering. Our campus has been riveted by that, and our faculty certainly are feeling that too. So we have a lot going on there. But moving on, enrollment for spring 2020, this is the union report for Campus Dean. Enrollment for spring 2020 is 1161 and is up by approximately 8% over spring 2019. This is the highest number of students that we have ever served at USC Union, and is the fifth year in a row that USC Union has set a spring semester enrollment record. If John were here, there might be a comment towards another dean.
I know.
It's not actually in there, but I knew that was what that was for. All right, University Commons will expand this year, but under new ownership. International study plans for spring break, Costa Rica, and summer for France are in place. Dr. Lowell is escorting seven students to New Orleans this year to present their research at the Southeastern Psychological Association. He's very good at doing that, has done that for several years. The Bantam Rifle Target team's Brianna Fish won the silver medal in Georgia this year at the national qualifiers, and she'll compete for a national championship in March. Both soccer and baseball will now play at the new Bantam Stadium in Jonesville. NJCAA women's volleyball will be added in fall 2020. And our athletic department boasted a cumulative GPA in the fall of 3.35, with our softball players leading the way with a 3.6 GPA. Three baseball players and two softball players had a perfect 4.0, so we're very proud of them. Faculty and staff, we have new faculty hires coming for biology and nursing for fall 2020. We have a new student coordinator, at Anita Whitley, who started off and is doing a great job. Dr. Aziz, along with Stephen Lowndes and Andrew Pisano, submitted the OSP TRIO grant. We're glad to have that back. Hopefully we'll get it. And we've been the only campus with that grant for the last 5 years, so we're really excited about that happening. And Dr. Lowell has been selected as the recipient of the 2020 Distinguished Research Service Award by the Office of the Vice President for Research in Columbia. It's a tremendous honor. Facilities, we're working with architects to develop new plans still for the conversion of the library space. Primarily, that space will be for language arts and humanities. We've begun to convert the old post office building to fine arts with faculty and offices and classrooms. We'll have a new SC Union Welcome Center, housing admissions and financial aid coming up. And we'll renovate all buildings in Main and Central. I mean, all restrooms in Main and Central. Thanks be to God. Science and nursing building improvements are occurring, and we received their second $100,000 gift towards the Mrs. Barbara Rippey $300,000 pledge for the naming rights on Main Street. And we will consider the request to rename the Central Building to the William Whitener Building in February. Budget's in good shape due to enrollment increases. And hopefully South Carolina continuing appropriations will get a bump this year due to Doug Gillum's efforts in Columbia. All right, and then moving on to the Associate Provost report. Regular meetings have been going on with the SCCHE, Cal, CAD, ACAP, APL, NOC, and the Chancellor's Cabinet. And he says, I still convene the academic deans. Shout out to Jean Carano. She keeps the agenda and moving notes on the file for each of these groups. So shout out to Jean. Palmetto College is planning to serve 100 students this fall in the Palmetto Pathway Program. Of course, he has pointed to Ron for any questions that you may have about that, Dean Cox. And we did not have an overwhelming response to invitations to attend the LMS open house on Blackboard concerns. He said he would be happy to follow up with anyone if they have issues or concerns that need to be forwarded. He said the TNP process is moving along. There are 8 candidates for tenure and promotion to associate professor and 5 candidates for promotion to full professor. The PC TNP committee has made their decisions and the files are now in the hands of Chancellor Elkins. And again, shout out to Jean Carano for all the awesome work that she does for that. And please feel free to contact John, not me, with any of your concerns, questions, or comments. Thank you. Moving on, we now have reports from our campus deans, and I will call up Ron Cox first, Dean of Columbia.
I can give some for the day.
Apologize. Does that look like yours?
That looks like it.
Okay, and you can just arrow down.
Arrow down. Okay, cool. Good morning. God, the acoustics in here are fantastic. First of all, do want to express thanks to our host, Dr. Nesmith, and the entire USC Salkehatchee family. It dawned on me as I was driving down 321, it was 28 years ago that I drove that road for the first time to interview here for my first teaching job with USC, and been 18 years since I headed the other direction. And not for the minutes, but oh shit, I'm old, so okay. But it's a good feeling to be home. You heard Dr. Catalano mention Palmetto Pathway. I wanted to give you a little bit of a report here. I think for a first semester, we had a tremendously successful launch of the program. 53 of the 54 students in the initial cohort completed the semester, and you can see here the results. Almost 40% with a GPA of 3.5 or higher for the semester, and another 43% between 3.0 and 3.49. So 50 of the 53 continued in the spring. Some of them transferred to other institutions for various reasons. None that I could tell for any real dissatisfaction with the program. And 47 of those 50 are on target to complete the 30 hours that they have to fully matriculate USC Columbia. And we're working with the remaining 3 to make sure there's some online options in the summer so that they can still have the opportunity to finish the 30 hours. And why is this not showing me what's up here? Okay, I can go up here. So. As you heard in Dr. Catalano's report, we're going to 100 students in the fall, which means we're going to need roughly twice as many courses as we needed in fall of 2019. And the success really comes not only from the quality of the students, which is there. I think if you talk to any of your colleagues who've taught in the program, they'll tell you these are some really good students. But from the dedication of the faculty, and each one of the campuses has been overly generous in sharing your talents with Pathway. And we're going to come back and ask again, how popular is this program? We sent our USC Columbia admissions sent the invitation letter to Pathway out last Thursday. Now we can accommodate a certain number of male students, certain number of female students. It is divided. An email arrived just before I got up here for this report. Our male cohort is already full. And they already now have a waiting list. So the demand for this program is there. So I have asked your academic deans to reach out to you if you're willing to consider teaching for the Pathway in the fall. We certainly can use you. And so I do appreciate your consideration of the request. This just has a list of the classes that we offered last fall and then what I'm anticipating that we'll need to be able to offer this fall. And so the need is there. Six sections of English 101. Okay. So pretty please consider it. As far as, let's see. Whoops, not moving. There we go. BLS and BOL, the self-study on BOL has been submitted, and Dr. Lowe has done a yeoman's job in getting that together. We have outside visitors coming to campus to be a part of that process. They'll be here on March 4th. The Lexington Transfer Center continues to be a site where folks in the Lexington area can come in and get information about Palmetto College and the online programs. I do have a meeting with Lexington School District officials on Monday to talk to them. Their Lexington School District 1 has a language immersion program, and they've reached out to us to see if maybe we can provide some enrichment courses for their students at the Lexington site. So we're looking at the possibility of doing that in the summer. For Fort Jackson, we got our new program prospectus turned into SACS back in November. I love a new program prospectus for a program we've been doing for 50 years. So, you know, that makes a lot of sense. But James Smith is working with Fort Jackson officials so to modify our MOU with Fort Jackson so that we can perhaps begin marketing some of our bachelor's degrees out there instead of just the AA and AS. Particularly, they seem to be interested in the organizational leadership degree. A lot has been going on with diversity, equity, and inclusion. I serve as the representative to the Council of Academic Diversity Officers for the Palmetto College campuses. We have been searching for a vice president for diversity, equity, and inclusion. Dr. John Dozier was serving, named by President Pastides, and was serving as a vice provost for diversity. President Castlin has decided that is going to be a vice presidential level search. So that office was being moved, a search was being conducted. Dean Jeanette Andrews, the College of Nursing, chaired the committee. We had 83 applicants, and we interviewed 10 via Skype. We recommended three finalists to President Castlin, one of whom is Dr. Dozier, who the announcement went out yesterday, has accepted a position at MIT. So we now have two remaining candidates, and the committee is scheduled to meet on February 20th, next week. I don't know if we will plan to send a third name forward to President Castlin, or if we plan to just go with the two that we have. Let's see, in other news, I thought we did that, come on. Why does it not want to move? Okay, it's moving on here now. Where'd she go? So this one is moving and that one's not.
Okay, that's a new one. Yeah, what'd she do?
Senate adjourned.
Okay, let's see. What slide are you on? Let's see. Let's see.
Yeah, let's try that one.
Let's go.
From current slide.
Yeah, let's go from current slide.
No?
There it goes.
Okay. Which still the down button?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I did submit, Cato met yesterday, and I submitted a list of all the events that were going on our campuses, particularly regarding diversity and Black History Month, since that is this month. And I will tell you, your colleagues on the Columbia campus were incredibly impressed. They said, we had no idea all of this was going on, which I think is one of the reasons they have me serving on that committee, to remind them that, you know what, we bring a lot to this university that sometimes gets missed by the folks in the central agencies. We are still keeping an eye on the bill regarding the teaching of the Constitution. It currently still sits in the House Committee on Education and Public Works, but we are still preparing. All of our legislative liaisons are saying this thing is going to pass. It is going to become a requirement for anyone getting a college degree from a public college in South Carolina, and we have to know on our campuses how we will handle this. And then as far as faculty news goes, Professor Mary Yelm is over in England working on a sabbatical project. Professor Shelley Jones is going to be presenting a paper at the English Association Conference in Hilton Head. Professor Elliot Vitti's got not one but two papers accepted and will be presenting. And bless his heart, I know y'all feel sorry for him because he's got to go to Hawaii to deliver. Southern historians never get to go to Hawaii. We end up in Birmingham, Alabama. And not that there's anything wrong with Birmingham, but okay. And then Professor Cher Downing also presented at an international conference back in November and has been selected as, will be presenting another paper and selected as an expert for a grad summit. So there's a lot more detail, believe it or not, in my written report, which I will be submitting. Is Andy still chair? Are you still secretary? You'll be getting that electronically shortly. Thank you much.
All right. Thank you very much, Dean Cox. And next we will have Dean Walt Collins from USC Lancaster.
Well, I'll just hold it. Good morning. Thank you to Chris Nesmith and Margaret Carter and the others here at USC Salkehatchee for preparing for us today and for hosting us today. We appreciate your warm hospitality. As of February 11th, USC Lancaster was at 1391 for spring 2020 enrollment. We anticipate being up in spring 2020 in both headcount and FTE over spring semester 2019. We're working on three faculty searches right now, faculty and staff searches, psychology, computer science, and volleyball coach. And so the committees are continuing to look at applicants in those three areas. We welcomed instructor of biology and biology lab manager, Professor Uday Nilankantan in January to our campus. And we also welcomed last month a new men's and women's soccer coach, Kenny Halas. And we are happy to announce that we have finished our search for the Associate Dean of Academic and Student Affairs. I want to thank Dr. Eric Reisenhauer, who's in the room this morning, who led that search, and Victoria Hollins, and I'm trying to think who else in here. Dr. Dana Lawrence was on the committee. Yeah. And I think that's all who's here. We had a committee of 11, including a student. And so the recommendation came, and the position was extended to Dr. Todd Lakin of Muskingum University in Ohio. He's accepted the position and will be joining us in July. The delay is because he is doing a Fulbright this semester. So we certainly did not want to interrupt that. Oddly enough, he was doing a Fulbright in China, and that has been canceled. But he is working with the Fulbright organization to rearrange his destination. He should know that in the next few days. But he'll be on our campus in July, and we're excited to welcome him. In the meantime, interim Associate Dean Dr. Deborah Curitan has agreed to come back for another semester, so she is on our campus filling that role. I want to say congratulations to several faculty members. Professor Katrina Kendrick, who's Associate Librarian, will be presenting a scholarly paper at the International Federation of Library Associations and Institutions later in late summer 2020 in Dublin, Ireland. Professor Kendrick also co-authored an article which was recently published in the journal Library Trends. Her colleague in our library, Professor Rebecca Freeman, also associate librarian, will present a scholarly paper at the upcoming The Meaning of Food Interdisciplinary Conference on Representations of Food in the Arts and Humanities, and that will be in the coming months in Greensboro, North Carolina. Like Dr. Lowell, Dr. Lee Kai from USC Lancaster was also awarded a 2020 Distinguished Service Award for research. He was notified last week. Probably should say that they ask us to keep it private until March, so when they're going to announce it publicly. But congratulations, certainly to Dr. Kai, but also to Dr. Lowell from Palmetto College winning this award. Our Native American Studies Center will host its 15th annual Native American Studies Week from March 20th to March 26th with the theme of Native American humor, satire, and parody. And so we'll be excited to share more information about that coming up next month. Also coming up next month, the center will be hosting a traveling Smithsonian exhibit entitled Roots of Wisdom, Native Knowledge and Shared Science. And that will have a 2.5 month run at our Native American Studies Center in Lancaster. Next week, a week from today, Dr. Cox mentioned African American History or Black History Month events, but our very own Dr. Ernest Jenkins will present next week's lunch and learn at the Native American Studies Center for Black History Month, and the title of his talk next week will be The Legacy of Community in the History of the Bar Street School, a very local topic and one that will be very interesting as well. USC Lancaster is excited to host the South Carolina Speech and Theater Association's College Festival and Competition, which will be in about 2 weeks, and we'll have over 50 students and 5 colleges represented on our campus for that weekend. And then finally, I'll just mention that USC Lancaster's 60th anniversary celebration gala, which will kind of round off our 60th anniversary celebration events for this year, will be held Thursday evening, April 2nd, on campus. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dean Collins. And next we will have our home dean from USC Sakahachi, Dean Nesmith.
Thank you, Chris. It's the first time I've been called a home dean, but I kind of like it. Welcome to USC Sakahatchee, everybody, and welcome to Allendale. It's wonderful to see so many familiar faces here on our campus. And for those of you who are new to campus, you should know that we have 2 campuses, one here in Allendale and one in Walterboro. And the next time we host this will likely be in Walterboro, and I think that will be April of next year. We were thinking the weather would be nice to be in Walterboro. We have a nice little park there. And we also are currently renovating a building that will have a nice meeting space, which we don't currently have in Walterboro, and it should be ready by April of 2021, so we'll be excited for that. You may have noticed coming into this campus that they're doing some work out on the highway here, and that's just the first phase of an upgrade to the look of the front of the campus entrance. It's being done by the Department of Transportation. They're calling the project University Mile. It extends a little bit past our campus downtown into Allendale, and they're doing some renovations there too. So there's a lot of good things happening in Allendale. We're also involved in doing some demolition of some vacant buildings that are adjacent to our campus as well. So I think we're going to have a nicer look for the campus as you come into Allendale the next time that you're here for this meeting as well. I also would like to extend some thanks to folks who helped host or get ready for hosting this particular meeting this morning, certainly Margaret Carter and Jessica All, Gail Walsh for her IT support and actually setting this up yesterday after hours, as I understand, so I appreciate that very much. And to all of our maintenance crew and custodial staff to kind of help get ready. You might see there's a little bit of a theme I think they have going on, thanks to Gene Carano. I'm excited to have you guys here with us today. Okay, so a few campus announcements and things I think are pretty cool to share with you guys. Our spring enrollment headcount, is up 13% over this time last year. Total FTEs were relatively even. We anticipate being even by the spring freeze date, but our applications for fall are up, so we're really excited about that. I'd also like to congratulate Dr. Brian Love, who was appointed Associate Dean for Academic and Student Affairs effective January of this year after serving in the interim role for a year and a half. So congratulations to Dr. Love. And I'd like to thank Dean Cox for chairing that committee. And I think John Peek was on that search committee and maybe the only one, only of our faculty members that are on the search committee. So thank you, John, too, for serving on that committee. Our nursing program partnership with USC Buford officially launched this January with a new cohort of 16 students. And we're very pleased working with Buford so far. It seems to be going well, and we're anticipating increasing the number of students in next year's cohort to 24. On January 24th this year, we had 175 middle school students on campus from Allendale for University of Possibilities. And the students heard from several faculty and staff members, including some of our coaches, and they toured the campus and got some presentations from faculty on what they do and the types of research that they're engaged in. So that was exciting to have them. There's a lot of energy in 175 middle school students. Our baseball and softball seasons are well underway, and at the opening game of the baseball game here at Allendale, our new coach, Jeremy Joy, and his team held a brief ceremony to retire the jersey of Parker Neff, our baseball player, student athlete who died unexpectedly last spring, and it was well attended by his friends, former teammates, and family. And so our sympathies to USC Union, because we understand what you're going through right now. On other athletics news, USC Salkehatchee's men's basketball team is currently 20-4, and they're ranked number 16 in the nation by the NJCAA. The women are doing quite well also. They were ranked in the top 20 at one point this season. They're still having a very good season, but I think they're maybe down to 20, 25, 26 or something like that. And sophomore Vince Cole recently scored his 1,000th point while being a USC Salkehatchee Indian during a home game and was greeted with a surprise celebration by his team. Since he's a native of John's Island, that story was also featured on ABC News Channel 4 out of Charleston. And that was kind of exciting for us. Another feature story on ABC News Channel 4 recently was one of our adjunct instructors, Kevin Smalls, who teaches criminal justice and is also a sheriff's deputy, was awarded a Jefferson Award by that channel and featured on the evening news for stopping to help a man hitchhiking from Ohio to Florida back on Christmas Day when he was patrolling. And Kevin ended up buying the man a bus ticket. And he was featured on the news channel. So ABC Channel 4 is showing us the love. We appreciate that. It wouldn't be a dean's report if I didn't mention at least one roof. So we're actually beginning some re-roofing on one of our buildings here in Allendale, the Education and Professional Studies building, or we'll begin soon. We're about to begin testing new LED lighting here in Allendale in a test classroom, and we'll follow that with upgrades to all of the classrooms here on this campus. And Dean Cox mentioned Black History Month events. One that we're particularly excited about is Bakari Sellers, who is a CNN political commentator and former South Carolina State House representative out of Bamberg, Denmark County, Bamberg County, out of Denmark, will be speaking on our campus in Walterboro, February 26th, as part of Black History Month events. Just a few faculty updates. Of course, since our last meeting in November, hasn't given faculty a lot of time to do things, and yet, nevertheless, the Salkehatchee Scholarly Research Forum held its first event on February 4th, and Dr. Carmela Gottsman gave a talk entitled Memory, Shrinking, and Expanding. I think mine's only shrinking. But the next one will be February 19th with Dr. Aaron Kilpatrick. And thanks to Dr. Justin Mogilski for heading up that faculty-led effort. Associate Professor of History, Dr. Rodney Stewart, recently gave an invited lecture. Now, where's Ron? So, Rod is a Southern historian, so get this. He recently gave an invited lecture to the American Civil War Roundtable of the UK in London. So, it can be done. And finally, Dr. David Dangerfield was recently notified he will be receiving the Outstanding Young Alumni Award from the Alumni Association of Erskine College. And the award will be given at Alumni Day in March. According to him, this award recognizes alumni of the last 15 years who have begun to be a positive and encouraging influence in their community, church, profession, and to Erskine. And Professor Dangerfield Riley notes that this will probably be the last time he will win anything with young in the description. So, thank you all. Any questions?
All right, thank you, Dean Nesmith. And lastly, we will have our Dean of USC Sumter, Mike Sontag.
She promised it was going to move, but it's not.
Gosh, what's going on with this thing?
Sumter, it's not just Sumter.
Let's try this again. Excuse me.
From beginning.
I did.
Did you? And because this looks different. There you go. Chris, I'll take a supplement for technology help and support. Last time I caught a lot of grief from one of our deans who happens not to be here about running over my 5 minutes. So I worked really hard to kind of pare this down. And then other deans this time seemed not to understand what 5 minutes meant, Ron. So, and you are home dean, so my homie can take as much time as he wants. Anyhow, I say that, so Sumter, if I sell us short in any way, it's all their fault, not mine. Okay. Our faculty, despite having a short period of time, as someone mentioned, have been incredibly productive. So productive that, again, I just don't think I can, I'm going to read them all, but they're up there. We had 10 faculty produce over 20 publications or presentations or scholarly works or won awards since our last meeting. And I'm very, very proud of that. I'm sorry it's a little small, but I wanted to get it all on one slide so you could see it. But these are all significant activities, significant awards in their discipline, and we're very proud of them. So keep up the good work, everybody. I should have said thank you, Chris, for hosting. Thank you, Margaret. I know you're the secret behind all of this, and Gail and others. And thank y'all for welcoming us. I'm going to leave that up. On campus, we hosted President Caslin for a special luncheon, including members of our commission, of our partnership, of our associates, and other leaders in the community. I think the take home for all of us is he is, in every meeting that I've heard him speak, he's singing the praises of Palmetto College. I'm not here to be an apologist or disciple of the president. I'm just saying he is singing our praises every time I hear him speak about cost, access, diversity, all of those sorts of things. So I think that's a positive thing, and wanted to share that with you all. He was positively received by our community. We organized and hosted the 20th annual MLK Dream Walk on January 20th. That's something, again, we've been doing a long time, and we do that in partnership with Morris College and CCTC, and we'll continue to do that. Some of you know we started an esports, varsity esports team a few years ago. I got laughed at by some on my campus that it's not a real sport, but we won the National Junior College Athletic Association Esports Rocket League Fall Championship. So we're competing at a high level and are attracting students with that competition. One of our students, Kevin Williams, was one of the final 32 players who competed in the final round of the Madden Club Championship, in which the prize was $60,000. He didn't win. He went twice and competed in two different competitions, but that's pretty cool. I wish he'd won the $60,000 and donated some of it, but who knows. In athletics, our men's tennis team is currently ranked number 11 in the nation in preseason rankings. We've hired a new assistant baseball coach, Steve Robbins. We've hired a new assistant tennis coach, Brandon Workman. He's also working on our website and doing some other things for athletics. We are working on hiring a men's golf coach, a women's soccer coach, and it is our hope to add volleyball. But we have to, of course, take that to the board and gain approval. So working on that. Most significant in terms of development, we received a $300,000 donation from the Williams Bryce Edwards Family Foundation in support of our nursing program. That puts us well over half of the funding that we need to do the renovations we need to do to deliver that program in partnership with Aiken. So very, very proud about that. And I think Eric's beginning to relax a little bit. He was very nervous about being able to start in fall 2021, but we're getting there. Another $100,000 from that same foundation in support of scholarship matching funds. Some of you probably know that we have a matching opportunity on our campus, and it helps us a great deal. Our enrollment, sorry, I've got a scratchy throat today, for spring is 1,086 versus spring of last year, 912, for a 21% increase, and I think that's the highest I've heard today, but we're all on an uptick, and that's something to be proud of. That's great. The last thing that I didn't have in my report, but we found out a day or so ago that a young man named Travis Johnson, who is in our dual enrollment program and will be graduating soon, was recently accepted to Harvard University, which is extremely cool to have a kid of that talent on our campus and to succeed at that level. So that's my last piece of news. Faculty, anything that I forgot that I should have mentioned? Again, I was trying to be brief. Got it covered? Good deal. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone. Jean and Margaret put together this wonderful Name That Romantic video in honor of Valentine's Day today. And if you chose to partake in that, please make sure it's in the basket. Please put your voting ballots in the basket for that. And we have prizes, including anti-Valentine's Day prizes for people who may have won that. I realize that sounds extremely strange, say it that way, but please do that if you participated. The standing committees, we're almost pretty much close to time. Rights and responsibilities are in the Welcome Center, Welfare, Room 112, and Science in the Science Administration Building. System Affairs is in the library. Executive Committee is in Room 107 in the Science Administration Building. Deans are in the Dean's Conference Room in the Science Administration Building. And we will have lunch back in here in the atrium. And then remember, for the afternoon session, we will be in the library. So we're going to be walking around a lot to different buildings. And there is a map also that they included with the directions. So thank you, everybody, and have a good committee session.